This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. The Mount Pleasant Village Board meets tonight to take a vote on Microsoft's $13 billion data center expansion, which includes 15 new centers on Durand Avenue and International Drive. The Plan Commission unanimously approved it last week, but many conditions must still be met before building permits are issued. We're facing more dangerous cold with wind chills dropping to 25 below through this morning. A cold weather advisory runs until noon, and negative teens wind chills will linger through Wednesday. Two men setting up the fish on Tishigan Lake fell through weak ice Saturday morning despite freezing temperatures. A man on shore heard screams, threw a rope, and then pulled the victim to safety. Both ended up in stable condition. Officials warn no ice is ever completely safe. Leaders from Wisconsin's five largest school districts, including Racine and Kenosha, are urging lawmakers to boost school funding amid rising costs and no recent aid increases. They want the state surplus to be used to support public schools and ease property tax burdens. And the Bucks donated all prepared Fiserv Forum food to local shelters after last night's Dallas game was postponed due to the Mavericks' travel issues. They weren't able to fly in. Meals like tacos and mac and cheese went to those in need via local charities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 6 above this afternoon. The wind west at 5 to 15 will keep the wind chill below zero here for most of the day. Tonight, mostly cloudy. May catch a few flurries late tonight, low of 4 above. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 13. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.